Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech...
Get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker!
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all!
And one night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just
okay. Have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality. Bitch.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me, Brandon? Elaine, you can hear me?
Yes.
Let me put on Brandon. Okay, what we got here is a situation. Before we get started, I just want to document Blog Talk is completely fucked up tonight. I don't know what I'm looking at. I had to screenshot it. So the studio is really messed up. Are you on, Brandon?
Yeah, I can hear you, man.
Okay, cool. So guys, bear with me. This is messed up. There's some type of bug on this site. I don't know what the hell's going on. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully we get a show going. I see you guys on the board. You see me. This is episode, I don't even know what episode it is because I can't see. But it's one of the episodes of the Church of Reality, and we're trying to do a show tonight, but we're having, like I said, there's some difficulties over at Blog Talk, and knock on wood, they've been good all year. We've been knocking out shows every single night and haven't had any problems, so we're gonna hope and pray we get a show in tonight.
This is episode 169.
Okay, I put 168 on the page because I'm an idiot. Yeah, 169, it should be 169, I believe. Whatever it is, it's the Church of Reality, and the name of the show tonight is about immigration. Now, when I set this up about 2 weeks ago, we didn't do it last week because 99% of the planet was watching the Super Bowl, and this week the same percentage is watching the stupid Grammys. But when I did this, it was right after Trump came up with that ban. Now, I got to say something about this guy, Trump. This motherfucker is, he's twisted, like Three-Way Ricky Ross said the other night. But everything he said on the campaign, he's doing. And that's scary. That's very fucking scary. This guy's actually making good on his promises. But when I set this show up, that was right when he did the ban. From Muslims entering this country from seven different countries. Saudi Arabia was not included, even though they say Saudi Arabia was beyond the 9/11 attacks. The reason why they weren't included, I believe, because people, including Trump, has business ties in Saudi Arabia.
Yes.
And people of his cabinet do, too.
Yeah.
Other countries, I mean, there was a bunch of them that were not included from the Middle East. So this isn't, I think it's partial Muslim ban, partial monetary business type ban, because there are other Muslim countries and countries in the Middle East that are not banned from entering this country, who have terror cells all over the place in their respective countries, just like we do here in America. We're not guilty or we're not innocent by any means.
That's right.
These people think that this guy is doing a great thing. These Trump supporters, they really believe. That's why I encourage you guys, hit the line, 714-409-0548. I want to get some of you Trump supporters in on this because we want to hear from you as well. Not to get in an argument with you or a shouting match. That's not what we're here for. We want to debate you on what's right and what's not right. And what is not right is what's going on now in the country. They're also going on these immigration. They're getting people who don't have, their immigration, their green card. They're going after illegal immigrants right now. I mean, there's raids all over the whole country last night. I don't know if you guys seen that.
It was like 100-something people.
Yeah, and that's just the beginning.
That's the
reason why Trump did that, don't you? He did that because of the federal ruling against his ban. So he responded by sending out these agents all over the country to find people who are here illegally, supposedly.
But you know what I can't understand about this, y'all, is that I don't know why people are so stuck on this immigration thing. Especially Trump, when his grandfather was an immigrant and he left here, you know, y'all know the history of his grandfather. You know, he was a draft dodger and he was a pimp, you know, and they ran him out of this country here back into his country. And because he refused to go to war when he went back to his country, they sent him back here. So I can't understand this thing about the immigrants. What is it that everybody here is an immigrant except for the native Indian? So,
An immigrant or were kidnapped from another place.
Exactly. So how can
Chinese,
we even...
A lot of Chinese here and Asian people here were kidnapped as slaves to build the railroads.
Exactly.
They were fed, what were they fed? They were given opium.
Exactly.
So they get them addicted to opium, much like how they do sex slaves with heroin. They get them addicted to it, and then they can't. They need the drug, to survive. So they're going to build a fucking railroad. It's horrible. It's horrible, and they're doing it now with kids. Did you see that thing with the Super Bowl sex?
Yeah.
These motherfuckers got popped. And they found kids and everything. And, oh, my God, it's horrible. It's horrible. They need to kill those bastards. They need to fucking murder them. Because they're going out there kidnapping children, selling them to these elite bastards, many of which who support people like Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and your favorite politician. First and foremost, I want to say this, too. Anybody that's either for Clinton or for Trump or is Democrat or Republican or fucking communist, you're all a bunch of idiots. None of those parties give a shit about any of you. None of them. All they care about are their own personal interests and what's best for them and theirs. They don't give a fuck about you, your children. They don't care about nobody but themselves. And people need to get that straight.
I think once you say that you're a Democrat or Republican, like, you're pretty much just admitting that you're brainwashed. Because, like,
you're an idiot.
When something happens, you don't think for yourself. You think, what's the Democratic way to think of this? What would a Republican say in this situation? You know what I mean? So, like, you're not thinking for yourself. Like, if a Republican guy says something that makes sense, cool. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if a Republican says something that makes sense, that's good. If a Democrat says something, that's good. You know what I mean? Like, personally, I think both of them are fucking idiots, but Like,
and they're outside. They're out there.
Yeah, and
they're out there behaving like idiots.
Yeah, they're immature as hell. Like, they don't even work together. Like, they just fight and bicker about dumb shit, and that's why nothing ever gets done. Because they're like little kids, you know what I mean? Like, argue about stupid shit. You know what I mean? Like,
the dumbest thing. The dumbest thing. You know? I mean, what is it? Why do we have to even... Look, whatever is going on out there with these politicians, they need to handle that. Because what it's doing is that it's separating the country. You know,
right.
It's separating the country. And people know it, but they still go for, look at this guy, Trump. What is he doing? He's making a big ass out of himself. He's tweeting. What is he doing at 3 o'clock in the morning? He's tweeting.
I'm saying tweaking.
Oh, my God.
He probably is tweaking, too. That's probably why he's tweeting this, because he's tweaking.
That is funny. Dude, I would hate to see him with undressed, right? But, however, you know, we're going around, and this guy here, you know, his Putin would be here on Wednesday, so I want to know how that goes. You know, and this guy's he'll be in D.C. on Wednesday to meet with Trump, okay? And this crazy guy in, Korea, Sun Moon or whatever his name is, oh, man, he's shooting his missiles and he's getting ready. And Trump don't even know. This guy hates him, you know, and he's been shooting his missiles. I guess he's sending us a message, you know. But anyway, I'm just going to hide under my bed and let them do whatever they want to do. You know, I'm really afraid right now about what's going to happen with this country, because with the immigration thing with the Mexicans, what the guy told Trump was this. He talking about building a wall. He said, you better build a damn wall around your house. This is what the Mexican told Trump. Yeah.
Many
people are
going into the woods. Going into these bunkers and these safe havens. I'm starting to think they're not crazy. I'm starting to think maybe I need to go fucking deep into the goddamn woods somewhere and just hide the fuck out. It's looking crazy.
It is.
Yeah. And check this out, man. On CNN, like just like a week ago, the headline was billionaires and millionaires are building doomsday bunkers.
Yeah.
And then I never seen it again on there. Like, what do they know that we don't know? You know what I'm saying? Like,
they've always been doing that. You know, these people, they have a place to go. Why do you think they're going to the moon all the time? They've been building bunkers, you know, especially with this, what you call it, whatever. You know, this guy got this doggone, missile that will leave from North or South of Korea, wherever, and will come all the way over here.
Los Angeles. They could reach the. I'm pretty sure he can go from North. The missile can go from North Korea to Los Angeles.
But they said Washington D.C.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know. I just remembered the last one he did was Los Angeles, but maybe I didn't read too much about what the new one was.
Right. That's. It's a chemical. What do you call this chemical? Anyway, it's the same thing that happened over there where they shoot these chemicals or these missiles or whatever it is, and people are still over there in the area dying from cancer and from chemical poison and nuclear weapons, you know. And if they shoot that over here, you know, this guy is playing around with fire and don't know what he's playing around with. He's not taking these people serious. You know, he thinks that he can out-talk, outlaw, outdo everybody in the world, and it's his way or no way. So I'm trying to figure out what is really going on here. Who is this guy have hooked up with other than Putin, because Buffon was talking about building a nuclear weapon, you know. And, you know, this stuff here is really getting out of control. And somebody needs to stop this guy.
Well, yeah, he's sending a message of hatred around the world because, you know, again, I want to stress this to anybody listening. I am not a supporter of Hillary Clinton. I don't support Bernie Sanders. I don't support any of these people because they all have lunch together. They all are part of the same big, corrupt
cousins.
Dick. And I hate them. I hate them all. They're all a bunch of bastards. But anyway, you know, this thing that's going on, he's spreading this hatred all across the globe. He's making it to where people, you know, he wants to make it where people can't get in here and eventually to where nobody can get out. That's the ultimate plan. That's what people don't see. He's going to have that wall. That's just stage one. What about the next wall? Once he sees how easily he can get that thing up, you know what
he's
I'm saying?
About control.
He's going to put up another wall and then another
he's
one.
He's a control
you know,
freak.
But I did see this, though. Pressure is starting to get to him because it says right now that Trump is reportedly frustrated with White House life. Turns out being a commander-in-chief may not
even
be what President
people.
Donald Trump thought it would be, according to a handful of aides to the president. So his own people are coming forward saying that, hey, he's not liking this. And this is I predicted this. If you listen to the church or Underground Saturday Night, I don't even know what the fuck I said it. I might not even said it at all on the radio, but just take my word for it. I really did predict this. He was going to get into office because he just wanted it for his ego. He just wanted to say, you know what, I'm president of the United States. And he was going to see that this is a lot more difficult. It's not as easy as running a boardroom or being a CEO of a company when you have a bunch of other people that do things for you all the time. You have to actually do things here. And maybe he's, you know what, I'm done. Maybe he'll quit, you know, if they don't impeach him first.
Dude.
You know, that's, you know,
well, one thing that I heard that made sense, and I actually think this is true, like Howard Stern said this, and he's like, I think that him being president is going to hurt him because if you think of Trump before he ran for president, how did you think of him? Like, you thought he was, like, the rich billionaire asshole, but, like, he did a lot of TV stuff. Like, I mean, he was on, the Comedy Central roast and shit. Like, he liked being liked. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he liked being a celebrity, and, like, people, like, they're like, oh, he's just a rich asshole, but he's funny, or, you know, like, people thought it was cool to be around him. Like, you probably heard a million rap songs where they, like, shouted Trump out, like, I got Donald Trump money and shit. Like, he was someone, like, cool, kind of. You know what I mean? And then
like Tyson,
now people hate him.
A lot of actors, probably Stallone, Schwarzenegger,
like,
all these guys.
He was Home Alone and shit.
No, that's right. Yeah, he was. He was in Home Alone, too, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, like what I think is
fucked up is like either he's just immature as hell or he's smart as hell. It's hard to figure out because, like, all this crazy shit going on. But then what do we talk about all week? He has beef with a fucking department store, and he has beef with Saturday Night Live.
And that is crazy. That
gets us talking about that, and then it's like, oh yeah, and he's building that fucking wall too. But man, did you hear what he said about that department store? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So either he's just really immature and he really does care about that, or he's doing that to distract you from everything else that he's doing. So, like, I don't know what kind of it is.
He is a
man.
But you know what?
He's
untouchable. He's saying what he's demonstrating, even when he talked against that judge. You know, I'm gonna tell you honestly, I just wanna give somebody a chance. And what he's doing for the pro-life movement, you know, that's one thing. But other than that, I don't know what he's doing, but he don't get the right to do what he wanna do and think that he's gonna run the country and that he is untouchable. He reminds me of someone like Adolf Hitler. You can't tell some of these people anything, and he's above the law right now. You know, remember when the judge, he put that ban on these Mexicans and all of this, and the judge lifted the ban, and now he's challenging the judge. He, whatever, I mean, even when it comes to his tax, you know, when it comes to his business, they said that he cannot have or have anything to do with the business and be a first officer in chief. Okay, what happened? He's still involved in his business. That's why he got involved with the department store. He still haven't turned over his tax, and he's telling people, you can't touch me. I do what in the hell I want to do. So with that attitude, we're going to be into a lot of trouble. Even if he is in bed with other countries, it's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, nothing we can do about it. I mean, it's good to discuss it, though, because you need to let people know that there is nothing we can do about it. People can't go out there and hit the streets because this guy, it's already said, he's going to let loose the National Guard in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? And then not long after that, I saw a video. A guy was, I forget where he was at in Chicago, but it was there was a train going over the overpass, and it was full of tanks, full of fucking tanks. So they got them stored somewhere up there, ready to go, ready to deploy in a given moment. And that's every major city in this country. And these little small towns, don't think you're going to get away from it, too. They're right there, too. They could be there in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, they have them in Georgia.
National Guard everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, wouldn't it be nice if they acted upon the National Guard like that, where there's a real serious, like, natural disaster? And I remember in New Orleans, it took a few days to get help into there, when they could have had help in there instantly.
Most people don't even know about the tornado that just hit New Orleans. You know what I mean?
I heard about that.
Yeah. I mean, like, people that watch cable news, they probably don't know about it. Because I never seen it on TV all week. I didn't see anything about it. I saw it on the internet. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
Trump is taking over the whole TV network. You know,
everywhere
he's trying to get rid of the media. You know, there's going to be limitations set on Facebook. We're living basically in a communist country, and we don't even see it. We're not going to have any rights. We're not going to have access to anything.
By technology and the Grammys, shit like that, sports.
Yeah.
You know, don't get me wrong. I have my likes like anybody else. You know, I'm a Cubs fan. I'm a Bulls fan. Boxing fan. Like movies. But
yeah, I love my.
There's nothing wrong with that, as long as you have your third eye open too. As long as you're able to, you know what I'm saying, at least know that, okay, what's happening to this group of people over here is fucked up. What's happening to that group of people over there is fucked up. What's happening to that old man over there is fucked up. You need to be able to see that stuff and speak out when you can. Because, you know, that's the only way you're going to be able to make a difference in your own lives. You got to be able to stand up for yourself. And if you're unaware of this shit, it's going to fuck you up. My brother, he's a substitute school teacher. He went to get insurance. And originally it was like $300-something bucks a month, right? Then in January, it shot up to over $450 a month, right? Literally a week ago, beginning of February, it shot up to $550. So they say he's gonna, you know, he's gonna turn 45 or something like that, and it shot up to $550 a month for insurance. I mean, it's ridiculous. And he can't afford.
Yeah, my friend pays $15 a month.
Not on the salary of a fucking substitute school teacher. You know. And again, the schools should provide. He works as much as a regular teacher does, okay, because he works every day. So the school should provide insurance for the substitutes too, but they don't. Okay. They don't. You got to go out there and you got to get your own insurance. You know, it's crazy. Okay. But if you get one of those little cushy state jobs, they kind of fucking pay you all the time for the rest of your life.
Mm.
Like some of these, you know, politicians. I mean, their pensions are ridiculous. Their pensions are ridiculous, and the taxpayers got to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, while they're screwing everybody over, and they don't want people coming into this country, like, okay, we're tripping about Mexico. Half of this fucking country was Mexico, yeah, at one point in time. I saw that, like I was saying the other night, I saw that picture, and the Mexican president, it was a meme on Facebook, so he probably didn't say it. He said, we'll let you build your wall, Trump, as long as you go by the 1848 map of America and Mexico. And in that map, they had all of Texas, New Mexico, California, all the way up close to the Washington. They owned a huge chunk of the United, at least almost a third, if not more. So, you know, in reality, who is an immigrant? Who's an immigrant? Who's a land thief? You gotta look
right,
at like that.
Did you? Right.
You know,
I mean, look at those poor Indians with that, what do you call it, North Dakota. And then he done went in there, but he owns part of that, what you call that, pipeline.
Yeah.
So he done sent his police and everybody in there and told them to get those Native Indians off the land, which they have a treaty for that land. And he done forced them off of that land. The police went in there and burnt down their everything they had the other day and ran them off the land. You know, and that's a shame. That is their land. How can we come in here and take something that don't belong to us? But then again, if we look at it, we've been doing this all along.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this country was founded on genocide and slavery and just total fucking thievery on all levels. People don't believe that Rothschild and these people still have power. People think that us conspiracy theorists are crazy. I'm seeing a lot of people who believe in a lot of these conspiracies. They're starting to not believe in it anymore. Because you know why? It's now people are making fun of the shit. People are making fun of things like the Illuminati. You know, like if something bad happened right away, people are like, oh, the Illuminati did it. You know, like it's a joke. And these dumb brainwashed idiots, they don't even realize, you know what I'm saying, that they've already given up. By them being so ignorant and blind, they've already lost the fight. And by them losing the fight, it takes our numbers away. Because we really need them. We need all those people. So, because, you know, the strength in numbers, right? When it's outnumbered and with all this division and with all this stupid shit, we can't accomplish anything. Can't get anything done.
Yeah.
And like you said, there's nothing to do. Nothing.
See, and that's another thing. And that's another thing. You want to ask yourself, since a lot of these people in this country are Mexicans, why are they so keen on getting rid of the Mexicans?
Yeah, exactly. The Mexicans, the Muslims. And you know what's funny? We had a story. We interviewed this guy, Renaissance, of the Immortal Soldiers. I've known him since 2002, 2003. Very, very good guy, very talented. And he made a song called Trump Dies. And he did a video for it. And when he was on our show, he was talking about how somebody in L.A. called the cops and told him about his video, and the cops notified the Secret Service, and they came to his house in Fort Worth, Texas, and questioned him. And he was telling us about, the questions they were asking him, if he really had plans of doing anything, if he was mentally stable, if he was, going to carry out this thing. Because in the video, he was talking about going to Trump Towers and putting him in the back of a trunk and all kinds of shit. So they wanted to check the guy out, make sure he was not going to do this. It was all it was artistic expression. And it's a couple sites have picked that interview up, but it hasn't spread like wildfire. Earlier in the week, Eminem was on a song where Eminem went at Trump, and that went everywhere, the thing, and that's Eminem. But it just goes to show you, you know, that you can't say nothing about this guy. You can't say nothing about him because
And even if you're telling the truth. You know,
you know,
so that right there should tell you something. I mean, I won't even mention him on my face page, you know, because then if I mention something about him, whether it's true, especially if it's true, they don't want you saying nothing. They will attack you like you're crazy. So you want to, I mean, and these same people that's giving him all of this support, especially people that I know, that's giving him all this support, they're going to be really, really, really unhappy at the end of the day. Because, number one, these people, most of them are middle-class people, and they don't realize, they think that he's going to do them some favors because they voted him in. He's not doing them nothing.
That's...
You know, he keeps saying he's going to overturn Roe v. Wade. He's going to do this with the abortions, make abortion illegal. He's going to do all, he's going to defund Planned Parenthood. And this is all these people want to hear. They don't want to hear nothing else. They don't want to hear nothing else. They don't want
to
hear about how somebody is going to be able to pay their insurance, how you're going to pay your hospital bill. They don't care about how you're going to eat. They don't care about nothing except for what they want. And then what's going to happen is they're going to be totally disappointed at the end of the day because he's not going to be able to do that. What they don't realize is that before he can do anything, he just can't do it. He can sign a bill. But they don't know that this stuff has to go through Congress and it has to be voted on. He just can't go in there and change laws and rules like that. And that's what they're not understanding.
He went in there and tried to flex his muscle right off the bat. I mean, and all those things he signed, that's what people need to be worried about. Because half of that, you need to know exactly what he signed. He signed hundreds of documents. We don't know what
the hell. And did you see how he was signing it? He wasn't even reading it. They were just putting it in front of his face, and he was just signing the crap without reading what he was signing.
Like a doctor signing scripts for hydrocodone. You know, just sign away. You know, here you go, have another one.
And that's exactly what he was doing. You know, and I think that's what's a part of the reason why he's a little frustrated now. You know, with the people that's in, and then that girl, what's her name? His attorney, the lady lawyer, somebody, and, you know, everything they say, they are lying on it about everything. Nothing that comes out of their mouth is the truth.
And, yeah, like we were talking about that the other night, about the inauguration. Like there's pictures of it, like all these bare spots where people that didn't even, where no one was there. And he was trying to say he had more people than when Obama was there. And you look at Obama's inauguration, there's like people everywhere. And,
yeah,
and it,
he was
it's
mad.
Just hilarious how they distort the truth. How they, they'll catch you lying.
Kellyanne.
And they'll be like, no. When I said it, I was meaning something else. And you interpreted it wrong because you're bad media. You know, I mean.
You know, and then all of his cabinet members that he has chosen, they all have done did something. I don't know what is going on in there now. But those people are in big trouble. They're talking about impeaching him already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the Russia ties, you know.
Yeah.
Putin to me was, I'll put you this way. I think he was a guerrilla fighter. He was
for the KGB or something like that.
He was a combat veteran, but he don't fuck around. You know what I'm saying? If you align yourself with the guy, and he gets into some big squabble with China or something, goes to war with China, he's going to expect you to back him up. We don't need none of that shit. We got people in Flint that don't even have clean water. That's the real question we need to ask. Why the hell are you worried about building a wall? You're worried about this and that. Why the hell ain't you giving these people clean, drinkable water? They can't even wash and bathe in this crap. And that's what it is. It's just dirty, filthy, brown, crappy water. It's horrible. It comes
out.
You've
seen it, right?
It's disgusting. Now, you worked in a water plant. Did you ever see water that filthy?
Yes, I have, and that's when it first come out the sewer.
Yeah, before.
You know, even though it goes through about 12 or 20 or 30 bins before they approve it, yes, they have to put chemicals in it to change the color of the water. But what they're doing here is putting lead and other chemicals in this water, which is giving people cancer.
Yeah.
You know, it's killing people. It's changing their sex gender. It's causing them to be sterilized. It's causing them to have brain damage and all of this stuff. But do you think that they care about that?
No, hell no.
No, because this here is what they're doing, and this here, what they're doing, are intentional. You know,
yeah.
I don't know how Donald Trump got into office. Some people put him there.
Yeah, you know,
because
it's crazy. Yeah, he got in there, of course. He was put in place just like every other president, I'm sure. But he, what happened was with Hillary, she cheated against Bernie, and that fucked her up. If Bernie would have beat her, he would have went on and beat Trump. I think he would have defeated Trump. But then again, the votes don't count anyway, so Trump would still be in office anyway. And you know what's funny? He's the one crying foul. He's the one crying foul in the election votes. You
and
won,
he
asshole.
Knew what
why
happened.
Crying? Yeah.
After you don't won,
then
he's talking about rigged. You won. So why are you saying the election was rigged? Because you know what he's talking about.
He didn't win the popular vote. His ego was hurt, so he wants to prove it wrong. He wants to come up with another way to justify it. So basically, this guy, we got an ego narcissistic maniac in office, and he's doing whatever the hell he wants to do. And you can't say nothing bad about the guy, because if you do, he's going to get you. He's going to round you up and put you in some fucking place somewhere. I'm sorry. I spoke up. You know what? I put out a project, and we had a U.S. soldier with a frickin' M16, and inside his belly was a three-headed monster comprised of the Queen of England, David Rockefeller, and Dick Cheney. I'm not going to fucking buckle under this asshole, this fucking Adolf Hitler that we got now. Fuck Trump. Fuck his people. And we're going to keep doing what we're doing, because we got to keep exposing these bastards. So everybody's
for
out
real.
There watching the news and things of that nature. You know, we're gonna bring you shows, but we don't want to come out here and talk about Trump all the time. The reason why I do an immigration show is because it's human rights. These people are treated like they're discarded trash. You know, he's basically saying, okay, get the fuck out of here. Now, they were allowed to stay here for years and have families here and work here and under the Obama administration. And now all of a sudden they're told, after they're being ripped apart from their families, and told to leave, get out.
Right. Families torn apart. Sent the mother home. But, hey, here's another thing. Did you know that every woman he was married three times and every wife that he had is an immigrant?
Yeah, look at you.
But she's a Christian asshole. From, where is she from? Poland or something, or Russia, or Ivanka?
Somewhere near the Czechoslovakia, somewhere near that area. I mean,
oh,
all
no,
of his
that's
wives,
where my people are from. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all
not
of his wives
not
are immigrants.
Of just say Yugoslavia.
All of his wives. And what happened here, it's not
there.
Only that. Like I said, his family is, they're immigrants. I don't know what this man have against immigrants, period. You know, and it's sad, like you were saying earlier, how this man is breaking up families. A lady had been here for 20 years.
Ripping children apart
have teenage,
from their mother and father.
That's terrible. A husband sent the wife away. Now the husband is here with the children, and they say the reason why she went away is because she used someone's Social Security number.
Yeah. And,
you know, because she was here illegally. You know, and as a matter of fact, he is not really responsible. I mean, because it's happening too fast. What happened here is that before Obama left office, he had already talked about, you know, cleaning up the immigration part. So, and this is where ICE is out there now cleaning these, getting rid of these people. So Trump wants the credit for that as well.
Yeah. Trump,
you know, he wants the credit for everything.
Yeah. Well, he's God. He's, I think he created the world in 3 days, not seven.
He did.
Yeah, the Trump God created 3 days. And people,
let him tell
his supporters are the biggest, they're almost completely like Jim Jones followers. His supporters are so enthralled in his bullshit, and they're soaking it up, and they're just disgusting to me. I can't really see Trump supporters having any value about anything right now, because
They don't have, because if they sit back and allow this man to destroy America, that tells you that they don't give a darn about America.
You know, these small town hicks, the majority of them, they don't have the problems that the big inner cities face. Therefore, they don't care. They don't give a shit. And what do? They get some guy like this guy in office, or they had Bush in office. Look what Bush did to the country. You know, I'm not saying Obama was a great president by any means. You know what I'm saying? But I'm stating facts here. Bush, you know, he did a lot of horrible things here. He created this whole, what would you call it, post 9/11, state to where everything is, you know, pretty much on lockdown. You know, the country is, you got the big brother looking at you everywhere. You can't avoid that, you know. But people, they don't know. No, they fall for it every time. They're mentally conditioned
every time.
To be stupid.
Every time. Now they don't put the sports. They have tied sports in with politics. You know,
these people
are crazy. Everything is in with politics. And everything is political. If I go to the bathroom now, it's political. You know? I mean, this is crazy. So what you got to do is stand back and ask yourself, what in the heck is going on? How did we get here?
How did we get it, yeah. Well, you blink your eye and a few years fly by anymore. And within that time, you tell yourself, okay, this is fucked up, I'm going to take care of it. And when the time comes to take care of it, whatever it is, you forget about it. And later on, you revisit it. And, you know, you can't do that. You got to act on it right now. And
I like about this show, because even if we talk about something, we're constantly bringing it back up. We're keeping this stuff in circulation. It's not like we talk about it today and forget about it next week. So, you know, it's still, we constantly keep these things out in the open, and we're constantly bringing awareness to people about, hey, so when it comes back to us, we can say, well, I told you, didn't we talk about that?
Yeah.
But they don't want to listen. They don't want to hear
that.
No,
they don't.
You know, they want to stay in that capsule. But what happened is that capsule, I'm not going to step on a capsule and going to burst it wide open. And then what is going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. They don't care. I'll tell you what, let's go take a little bit of a break. You know what I'm saying? We'll give them a song here in a minute, if I can find one. You guys got any preferences?
Not me.
Yeah, you got us one of the greatest singers of all times. I forget her name. Forgive me. What's her name? We had her on the show. You booked her for us.
That lady?
Yeah.
Denise LaSalle.
She was Grammy winning, or not Grammy, she had a couple gold or platinum plaques, if I'm not mistaken.
She's nasty, ain't she? That should get people in the mood.
Yeah, she was. I'll tell you what, she was a great guest. And so was Bishop Bullwinkle. For those of you who don't remember Bishop Bullwinkle, he was a phenomenal guest.
You should have him again. Well, you should try to get both of them.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah,
we got to revisit some of these shows. But, hey, let's give him this song. We'll give him this one before. Let's give it to him again. Like, keep beating it in their brain. K. Reno, Grand Deception. We'll be right back.
As we move forward, anytime you come closer to something, your vision should get clearer. Am I right? You are a tool in the hidden hand that's using you. Please don't be delusional. The rulers of this world practice confusing you. The people and the priests and the imams have been jammed by government scams. Mind systematically programmed. Blatant black hatred and racism. The way they lace the whole world and nation with traces of Satanism. This place is a pagan prison. The founding fathers' enslaving intentions were no different than Bush's and Reagan's vision. 1776, it took action. This Illuminati took form and was spawned from a Colombian faction. Just flip your $1 bill over. And if you want me to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a designed wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes the cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically hid. On the left side, you see a 13-layered pyramid. Over that, Sister All-Seeing Eye with the light shines, a sign of the devil watching over you at all times. With the words Anuit Coeptis, 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept it? Or will you learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid you see Novus Ordo Seclorum. Translated, new order of the world, or the new world order. Authors and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right sits below 13 stars with a shield that has 13 stripes. And an olive branch in its claws with 13 leaps, which is supposed to be in its talent to represent peace. But peace was always on a decrease. His other claw holds 13 arrows of war, set to be released, and the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are fixed with the Roman numerals that equal 1776. The United States of America exists in a deep devilish abyss with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was foul. They gather at Bohemian Grove where they bow down before the owl. See, the owl is wise and sees through the darkness of night. And there's a small one on the dollar near the one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand if government was never for us. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. The 13 colonies who went to wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we follow the ways of the beast and pay homage to pagan gods when we say days of the week. Like Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Tyr, the god of war, was worshipped on Tuesday. Odin, the chief god, is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thor's day, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Frigga, notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. Frigga was the goddess of love, the wife of Odin. The polytheistic theologies needed decoding. The rituals, like trips across the sand, as man takes. The skull and bones fraternity, the secret handshake, but understand, he receives only 33 degrees. He secretly believes in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people are controlled by these. They even hold the soul of several of your favorite MCs. Politicians telling lies, tongues riddled with thorns, and use hand gestures shaped in the form of devil horns. You don't fear this any harm because you don't know what it entails. Satan tampers with stem cells and sprays chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy, established to use religious doctrines to commit annual robbery. Christmas split in half is Christ's mass. The so-called birth of Jesus, where every home has glowing lights cast. Christ the anointed one masked the birth celebration, but Jesus' birth was kept secret due to the situation. The king initiated a death plot because the Messiah was prophesied to rule, so Jesus' murder was authorized. No one knows the actual date. That's why sometimes you see Xmas. X means unknown, but ignorance affects us. A fraud that was purposely flawed.
December 25th, the birthday of the wicked ruler Nimrod. His whole disguise is part of Satan's universal wives. A holy prophet's life being pimped and commercialized. Positions like lights on trees, rooted in the Nicene Council in 325 A.D. By Constantine, these matters were decreed. The concept of a virgin birth was actually conceived and then agreed with graven images in the temple. The fish on your car is called Onis, a Babylonian symbol. It's visibly contradictory, telling your children lies. You need to make them study Santa Claus and sick history. But yet we go wherever Satan leads us. The falsehoods we practice in his name ain't got nothing to do with Jesus.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, we're back here. Episode 169, Search for Reality. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we're gonna revisit some shows in the future. If anybody has any ideas, hit us up. Let us know what to do. Whatever you want us to discuss, and come on the show. Take it with us. Give us your opinion too. Even if you're opposing us, we welcome that as well. Like I said, we don't want to get in those screaming matches or anything like that. We have logical debates if possible. Good conversations.
Yeah.
I know
somebody, Chris. There's a dude I'm cool with online and shit. And he's a real smart dude. And, he's real knowledgeable. And, we've had conversations where, we disagreed on everything. But, he's a smart dude, though. But, he's a Spanish dude that supports Trump. I've even had conversations with him where Trump would do something stupid. He'd be like, "Man, I wish he would stop doing this and stay on track and keep doing because there were certain things that he liked about Trump. So he's like, "Man, I wish he would focus, ignore all the dumb shit and focus on this." So he is logical. You know what I mean? Policy wise, I guess he agrees with him. And all that, but he's not just a blind Trump supporter, that no matter what Trump does, he's right. You know what I mean? I had told him about our show and shit, and he was supposed to check it out and stuff, but he was like, "Hell yeah, man, I'd love to come on and talk." So maybe sometime in the future.
Hey,
we can
welcome at any time.
Yeah.
It would be nice if he could get
all the shows you're welcome on. You know what I mean? Yeah, we welcome participation from our listeners. Hell yeah, bring him on.
Yeah.
Hey,
remember that couple that voted for Trump to become president? I think they were Syrian or something like that, and they were doctors, and they were the first ones that he got rid of. He sent them back out of the country. It would be nice to get somebody like that.
He
voted for him, and they were talking, and they voted for him. And they were the first ones that he put out of here.
Thanks for your vote, loser. Get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, he's crazy.
Yeah. Be careful what you wish for, right?
Yeah.
This guy screws around. I'm telling you, you look at it like this. How long have we had good relationships with Mexico? A long time, right? We never had any type of conflict or war other than, the little violence at the border or whatnot, cartel violence and things of that nature. But for the most part, things have been good. And now he's making it to where, they're going to hate us.
Yeah.
We got
every
control over that.
And we take cruises. We cruise over there. That's going to mess up a lot of business. Grand Caymans
I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a meme on Facebook, and it was every year these people come into our country and they're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and I assume some are good people, and they were talking about American spring breakers coming to Cancun. You know what I mean?
Hey, and it's real though.
And
I agree with that. Look how many immigrants over there. or some shit.
Yeah, that's
know,
what Trump said about about the Mexicans. But here's another good one. How about when Putin said, when somebody accused said Putin was a killer, he was a murderer, he's done this, and Donald Trump turned around and said, well, America is too.
Yeah, he's like, what, you think we're so innocent? He's like, what the fuck, man? Like, he's right. That's real shit. But, like, you're the president. You're supposed to say that shit.
I mean, and he came out and told, and, you know, all the killing that people done did in America, the government done did, and Trump just told on him. He said, I mean, you know, America killed too. You know, and people was like, what? This guy
is
crazy.
Yeah, it's like, man, that's true, Trump, but you're the president, bro. Like, you ain't supposed to say that shit. You know what I mean? Like, he's crazy. And, like, if you're a fan of comedy, this shit is fun. You know what I mean? Because Trump, he supplies that shit every day, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
every day.
It's a freaking TV show. It's a freaking TV show.
And
no,
everybody around
show,
the world is,
show.
And everybody around the world is laughing at us.
Yeah. I mean, remember
our culture. Look at our music; it's crap right now. Look at all.
Yeah. I mean,
everyone fools. Look at Facebook. Just scroll up and down your timeline. Grammy this, Grammy that, Grammy this, Grammy that. Who gives a fuck?
Look at D-Lo tonight.
Yeah, he looks like a fat golden Oscar.
What happened is we're so vulnerable.
In a dress.
Yeah, we're so vulnerable right now. And till we have, you know what? Everybody in the United States is rioting. You know, they're complaining. And, you know, we're being left wide open because we're so concerned and thinking about what is Trump going to do next. You know, and he have left us wide open, vulnerable to a whole lot of things, you know. So, you know, it's sort of scary.
Yeah, like you just don't know what's going to happen. Like, remember when Bush went into Iraq, like France didn't ride with us. They were like, nah, we're not doing that. Like, who knows what Trump will do. And, like, remember when he was, like, campaigning and shit, he was like, Obama cares more about our enemies than he does about our allies. And then, like, look what Trump does, man. Like,
and look what he done did to the
all
allies. He done,
yeah,
he
all
done
our
messed
friends,
up.
Like,
yeah. Australia.
Yeah, like,
I mean, Canada.
Up Australia, Canada, England, Mexico, everywhere.
China.
Like,
everywhere except
like,
for Russia.
Yeah, and one funny thing is he talks all that shit about China, and everybody knows that his products are already made there. But, like, he started all this shit over his daughter's, like, whatever it was, like, perfume or
her
whatever.
Her clothesline.
Yeah. Like, that shit's made in China, too. Like, all her shit's made there, too. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's like, dude's crazy, man. Like, I don't know. He is nuts. He is for real.
Well,
you know,
if you look at it, he might be just, you know, covering up and saying these things to keep the monkey off of his back or keep you from getting so much into his business. You know, because sometimes when we do stuff and the party that we're doing it with, we lash out at them, you know, trying to keep everybody else stupid.
Yeah. But here's
you know, and
crazy.
I think that's what he's doing. I think he's playing with us, you know.
But here's we all, that's the thing, we're all sitting here trying to figure it out. Like, is he crazy? Is he evil? Is
he
stupid? He
know what he's doing.
Like, we don't know what the fuck is going on.
Move.
Yeah,
we're
like, none of us know how to take it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just
keep you guessing.
We've never seen before. Yeah, exactly. Like, I could tell you a theory about him that makes total sense, and then you could have a total different one that makes total sense. Like, nobody really knows what's going on with this dude. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like,
you know,
and
that's
only,
how he wants
it. We're only 3 weeks into it. We're only 3 weeks into it. Like, that's
well, just wait
crazy.
Till you get 3 months into it.
Yeah, like, we still got at least 47 months of this left, at least. Like, that's fucking crazy.
I don't think we'll be able to. I don't think we're going to survive. We can't survive this for 47 more months. You know that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we can either. It's going to be an interesting ride at first, but I think eventually it's going to get real bumpy in the road. A lot of chaotic shit is going to happen, unfortunately. So you got to be prepared for anything, you know.
Yeah.
All I know is I'm too old for the draft, but youngins better be careful because, you know, my guess is within the next year or probably a hell of a lot sooner, we're going to be in a major, major war with somebody. I mean,
I think so, too.
This guy's got the new code, like, which is scary as shit.
He might invade, like, a TV channel or some shit. Who knows?
Yeah, he'll take over CNN.
No,
he was at that Catholic thing, like, last week. And he, like, out of nowhere, he just started making fun of Arnold Schwarzenegger for having good ratings on The Apprentice. It's like, what the fuck are you talking, man? Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, you're with a bunch of priests and shit.
He's picking up Arnold.
Yeah, he's talking about TV ratings and shit. Like, what the fuck are you doing, man? Like, this is just fucking nuts.
He's the president. Yeah, you're not supposed to be worried about that shit. You know, I thought to myself, is
Rosa O'Donnell
president?
Move to.
And no, he's amplified him. Oh yeah, Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, she put out a tweet this morning picking at him. You know, he hates her.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
When her daughter was talking about her, he tweeted out, he's like, help find Rosie's daughter. And even he was trying to be nice, but he was still taking jabs. He's like, even though I have problems with her mother, that has nothing to do with her. So help find her. Yeah, but he's still taking jabs at her. I mean, the guy's nuts. He's literally fucking nuts.
I mean, he was talking about his dick size at the one debate and shit. He was talking about his dick size. I mean, like one of the dudes.
Oh, yeah,
fun
the Rubio City had
little
hands.
You know what that means? And he's like, believe me, you were insinuating that I'm not good down there. Believe me, it's no problem. It's like, what the fuck, man? Like, you guys are talking about this dick size.
Why are you telling us that? Like, yeah.
So what happened with him and Rudy?
So what happened with him and Rudy?
Because that's what he said. Rudy went on live TV and said Donald Trump told him to find the loopholes and make it legal to ban these Mexicans. What happened with them?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I thought Rudy was going to be, like, Attorney General or something.
That's
like,
what I'm talking about.
And Chris Christie,
both of them got booted out of there.
Yeah, like, they were tight as hell with him the whole time. Like,
everywhere
they went, they rode out for him. They fought with people on TV and all that shit. I thought they were going to all be right there. I don't know. I think maybe that Steve Bannon motherfucker might have fucked everything up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because they were fighting like cats and dogs in there. You know, but anyway, Trump had gotten Giuliani to do something to make this ban on Mexicans legal, regardless of how he did it. And Giuliani went on live TV. He went on Fox News and said what he did, what Trump wanted him to do. And that was so funny. So I said, wow, this man unreally, he betrayed him on live TV, man, on live TV. So right there I knew something wasn't right. But
yeah, it's crazy. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, let's get the hell out of here. Enough of this stupid orange man that we're talking about. He's the real annoying orange. If you want to get a good laugh, get on YouTube and type in the annoying orange, and then while you're watching a picture of Donald Trump, you'll have a good laugh.
That is so terrible.
We'll see you guys next week. A good one.
You too, dear.
All right,
hi, Brandon.
Good talking. Good night.
Oh, likewise.